Guys,
Thanks,
today is Free Wednesday, Storytelling Wednesday. We always start off with a quote by Steve Jobs saying that the storyteller is the most powerful person in the world. And as I go through my weeks, there must be about three or four times during the week that I come across somebody talking about storytelling. This week, believe it or not, oh, and I should ask everyone other than Mr. Staten, to mute their phones, if you wouldn't mind, while we do this. Just to do an intro, though, to Terry, it was interesting to me. Melinda and I had an opportunity to see an interview with Dolly Parton. And, we just love Dolly Parton. She has just these great quotes, and she is a storyteller. She can tell the best stories with any of them. And, when people always ask her about her plastic surgery, she always comes back with that. You know, it takes a lot of money to look this cheap. And, she's just hilarious and amazingly talented as a songwriter and as a singer. And one of the nation's, treasures for sure. Anyway, during this interview, I'm just looking here, she said, "Hey, I decided very early on in life I'm going to be rich no matter how much it costs me." I thought that was great. "I'm going to be rich no matter how much it costs me." And she said the truth when she was asked, "What have you learned over all these years as a songwriter?" She said, "I've learned when it comes to people, you've got to care more, you got to be more, and you got to do more." And, when I think of us as a limitless family, guys, as a bunch of storytellers going out and sharing our stories with people about how our lives have been changed by these products and how we hope to help other people's lives change. Hang on, my phone's ringing here. And the morning starts off early. But, that's what we want to do. And when we first heard about Terry Staten from Liz, and Liz said, "You're not going to believe this guy when you get him on the phone and you talk to him. He is just so fun to talk to." And I thought about that the very first time that Melinda and I were introduced very briefly to Terry Staten on the phone, first time Liz introduced us. And I thought, oh, this guy is just bubbling with personality. And it's a strength to be able to have a positive personality. But the other strength that very, very quickly rose to the top, was you just thought, man, I can't spend 10 minutes with this guy where I'm not hearing some kind of funny story or funny reaction or anything. And then you throw in his Southern accent on top of it, and you have a recipe for a real winner in our industry or in any industry, because people like to be around people that make them laugh. People like to be around people who have humor and stories. And I thought to myself, if Terry Staten combines that Southern accent with that storytelling ability that he just naturally learned, that's exactly the kind of thing you would love. And congratulations to Liz and Bobby for finding, Terry to be able to come into the business. And I was thinking about it from a residual income standpoint, because Terry's a very busy individual. So he's a part-timer in the business as he looks to be able to earn enough money and possibly go full-time. And so as a result of that, on this Wednesday, we wanted to invite Mr. Staten on the telephone with us this morning just to share with us. I think it's been now, coming up on a couple of years that he's been in the business. But Terry, thanks for taking the time this morning to be on the call this morning with our Limitless family. But I want, for those, we got a lot of new distributors on the phone that really don't know anything about you, to tell us a little bit about your background, a little bit about who you are, a little bit about why you got into the business, and a little bit about, you know, what excites you in the morning to wake up when you get on these morning calls. And so, Mr. Staten, I'm just going to turn it over to you for a few minutes, and I may interrupt you from time to time with a question, but good morning, bud.
Well, man, I appreciate that, and I've never been over edified quite so eloquently in my life. But
well,
what I would share with everybody is to remember that no matter what situation you come across, if you make everybody feel better, something better is going to happen, and it's just about that simple. And empathy and caring about somebody is not something you can fake. And it's funny that they were talking about that in the pre-call this morning, you know, about people ask how you are, and people have different answers to that. And you always kind of wonder, you know, do they really care? Well, the truth is if you listen to what somebody's saying and respond to that, it will light them up on the inside like you've never seen a reaction to somebody if you pay attention. Because if they say, well, my car wouldn't start, and you go, oh, your dog died, you know, they're going to know you're not listening. But if you listen and pay attention to somebody, you can respond and key into them in that frequency and that energy that you can build just with that short, small connection to that, where they know you're paying attention, is so powerful. And it's amazing just to pump people up and make them feel good, because when they're saying yes, it's because they're smiling. And so if you can make something that's real, raw, and relevant, not only to them but to the situation, and involve them, because people love to talk about themselves. No matter what it is, they want to tell you about what they did and how they did it. And if you can track that conversation just a little bit and respond and encourage them to tell that story, man, they'll give you all the keys to the car. They'll tell you what they need. They'll tell you what they want. They'll show you how to hit their commonality with yours, where you can share and make it real, raw, and relevant. And you're going down that path immediately with somebody that's just as happy to be there as you are. And what I think is so great and so amazing is we have some of the most powerful personal personalities in the world on this call. You have Stephen Malin, that are top 17 in the world of all time, that trained not only top 7, but has trained some dummies like me. And you have Liz, who is absolutely a dynamo. I mean, it's like Pam's the Energizer Bunny, and you have a supercharged Barbie in Liz, and it's just crazy. And Cindy has a very powerful story.
Wow.
All the time. Gerald's great. I mean, the people that are here, I mean, think about Shan. I mean, that joker's still running. I mean, it's like we have Forrest Gump leading the West Coast. I mean, it's great to meet these people, and it's really exciting to see the transformation in people. And I know a lot of people may or may not know who Sarah Hopkins is, but one of my distributors, man, that chick is amazing. And I mean, she went from having no energy to now she's on a track really to become a fitness coach and a life coach. And I mean, it's a super transformation, not unlike a butterfly. I mean, that chick is just digging. And I mean, it's crazy to see all these people. And what that does, my friend Gerald, who's been a lifelong friend, to see that guy come literally out of a hospital bed to out running around, I mean, he just, it's amazing. And to see that transformation in people, I've got friends that are in business that are just as busy as I am because they can't figure out what they're doing. You know, you got to go do this. But they're to add that energy to them. And I've got a buddy that runs a shop, Sam, that's a distributor, and he was, no, I don't, you know, I can't, I won't. You know, you can either buy their BS or let them share the journey with you. And man, I got him on some skinny sticks, and then I got him on a pack, and then a couple months later he's, man, it's too expensive, I can't do that. And I said, buddy, you got to do what you feels right for you. So he quit, and it wasn't about 2 weeks later and he's like, man, you got to get me back on this stuff. And I said, buddy, I didn't take you off, but I'll bring you some today, and you can just replace my pack when you get going. And it's phenomenal the way these products make people get to that next level, and we all know where we're going. The problem is do you want to crawl there or do you want to run there? And, I mean, I think everybody ought to be running towards the light, because that's where we all need to go together, and we need to have a good time and make everybody feel good. And telling jokes and telling stories, really the whole key to that is making it relative and relevant to who you're talking to. Because if you can include somebody, they will come with you. Just like Cindy's asking people to go on a 5K. And I don't know what a 5K is, but if it involves a couple of shiners, I might ride the golf cart and watch. But, I mean, that's amazing, you know, that people are going to go take that journey and take that first step. Because if not this, what? If not now, when? I mean, that's all you got to do is get those people to see that little spark and that little trigger, and you'll turn soon into now. And I think that was a pretty sharp comment that she made. And,
well, I just want to say, Terry, that's a very amazing thing, because I think the glue that keeps this thing together is just what you said, seeing what it's done for Sarah, seeing what it's done for Gerald, seeing what it's done for other people in their lives. And, during this last year of the pandemic, when it was hard to get out and everything, I kept thinking about residual income, that, you know, basically that initial push that builds that business right at the beginning for you new guys. You know, you've always heard you never get a second chance to make a good first impression. Well, you only come into the business once. And so that's a tremendous advantage right at the very beginning, to be able to go out and tell people, I just got involved in a new business and I was thinking about you, because I don't know if you feel like I feel from a health standpoint or an energy standpoint, or I just want to feel better than I feel right now, but I want to go on this journey and I was thinking about you, and would you like to go? And when you first come into the business, that's a great time to start really seriously telling people. And so, Terry, when you think about that and you think about the residual income that you've been able to generate on a monthly basis, month in, month out, month in, month out, that's part of the thing that gets you excited about doing this business, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the funny thing is that the enthusiasm in that jolt of energy and excitement when you start something is great, but you're going to run into people. My favorite customers and my favorite distributors are people that have watched and that initially were hesitant or resistant to take that step, but all of a sudden now they're coming, and people that took it for a while and decided maybe that it wasn't for them or COVID got them down or whatever. And I'm like, guys, you don't understand. This is the perfect thing to outrun a pandemic. Not only is it going to let your body fight for itself with all the gas it can get, you know, it's a way to make money from introducing people to things. I mean, it's easy to make money and it's easy to make friends. But when you can make your friends feel better, and the result of that is you make a little bit of money off of it. Once you show them how, hey, you can share this with your friends, it's going to make your friends feel better, and you're going to make a little money, and so on and so on. It's a pretty powerful option for people. And you start trickling a few hundred extra dollars or maybe something with a comma in it in somebody's checkbook, that's a big dance at the end of the month. And the funny thing is there's power in numbers, and it's just like the video that Liz first showed me with the dancing man on the side of the hill. I mean, you get a group together, and the reason I'm so glad that Liz is coming back and Malin's going back out to California and everybody's getting together, and I can't wait till we have a fly-in, is because when you have one of those kumbaya moments and you get that realization that there's other people on the journey with you and everybody starts sharing their stories, I mean, it's so powerful to have that group. And once you get that connectivity back and everybody kind of gets back together coming out of this deal, it's going to build, this thing is going to blow up, and everybody's looking for something to make them feel better, make a little bit of extra money, and get back out and around. And I mean, I'm just really fired up and excited about what we got coming. It looks great.
Well, I just got to tell you, Terry, one of the reasons I think all of us love getting on the phone in the morning with our Limitless family is because you're there. We know you're out there. Even if you don't say anything, we know you're on that that phone line as you're going to do your business. And I just want to say from all of us here and Malin and myself, you know, we appreciate you so much. I know Liz is so thrilled that you came into her business and you know, to be able to have that kind of impact on people. So go get them this week, Liz, down there. And Terry, we love you and appreciate you. And all you guys, hey, just keep thinking in your brain, I'm going to sponsor somebody like me, or I'm going to sponsor somebody like Terry Staton, and you can watch your business explode as a result. So with that, guys, I'm taking it off mute. There's no assignment or anything. Just think about having the opportunity to tell a story, and that's all I'm going to say. So with that, Terry, thank you very much, brother. Appreciate you.